Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a compelling documentary about James Baldwin and three of his personal acquaintances. And the movie is called I Am Not Your Negro.
This was filmed recently, however. The documentary has film clips from 1979 when James Baldwin was writing this book, and he wanted to capture what it was like for Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King to all be killed even before they were 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
James Baldwin was living in Paris, and he decided to come back to America to witness what was happening in his community.
Right, and it's a really compelling, interesting film, mainly because of the ability of James Baldwin to put the anger, the fear, and context of the African-American experience into words and do so in a way that can make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
He, in fact, reminded me of a male version of Maya Angelou.
Hmm.
His smile and his poetic way of talking had that impact. You just had to listen to what he was saying.
Yes, and he was an angry man.
Mm-hmm.
Justifiably so.
Absolutely.
But he was also at least attempting to be a bridge builder. He says in the film that he's not a racist,
right,
but he wanted to shake people up and make them realize the reality around them and how it was so negatively affecting the African-American community.
That interview with Dick Cavett was very revealing because Dick Cavett was clueless.
Right.
When they were talking about the black experience or the African-American experience, James Baldwin had answered, you know, I feel my countrymen are my enemy.
That's the Oscar-nominated documentary, I Am Not Your Negro. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.